This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Real estate agents can usually take a breather after the summer when the busy season slows. And this year's busy season was busier than ever, as buyers outnumbered listings and house prices shot through the roof. While the market isn't quite as chaotic as it was earlier in the summer, real estate agent Marty Pepper says she's still seeing the lingering effects of COVID on the market nearly a month into September 2021. And she doesn't see a huge correction coming anytime soon.
When a new listing comes on, if it's a good listing, it is quite likely going to get multiple offers. What has slowed down is almost every listing was getting multiple offers. A majority of them were. And now it's not as many. There's not as many multiple offers now. The one thing that has changed now from earlier in the year is that more sellers, and this could change because, you know, we are now just really climbing, those numbers of COVID cases and stuff are climbing now, but sellers were very reluctant to list their homes because, A, what would they buy with the market the way it was? And if they wanted to leave the state, could they easily, you know, could they drive through Canada, whatever? So when Canada started loosening up a little bit and sellers hearing what a good market it is for them over and over, they started listing. So late in the year, is August, we started seeing a rise in listings that was not normal for that time. And still now, still getting listings pretty strong. And we still have a lot of buyers, but now we also have listings.
How do you see the market changing from here on out? Of course, we don't have a crystal ball, but do you see things leveling out even more?
You are correct that there are no crystal balls to be sure, but I don't see a huge correction coming in our market. I think that it may stop being as crazy as it is, but there's no indication that it's going to slow way down. There have definitely been some changes that I think will stick. The title companies have been overwhelmed, and we have wonderful title people on the peninsula, and they're overwhelmed. They're still, you know, title policies are 5 to 6 weeks out, and a normal turnaround time for a title policy is 2 weeks.
What advice do you have to people who are thinking of buying a home or thinking of selling their home at this time?
So buyers, it's always been a good idea to get your ducks in a row, to talk to a lender, see what you need, see what you qualify for, and be prepared if you find the house that you love. That's even more important now than it ever was. It was always a good idea, but now it's not even worth your time to go look at a house if you haven't already talked to a lender and can produce a pre-qual letter quickly.
And what about to sellers?
So the advice I'm giving sellers right now is, you know, there's always a push towards the middle end of August for buyers. You know, there's buyers that are like, if they haven't bought, they're like, oh dang, we need to get this taken care of. School's starting, we need to be settled. So that it usually seems to have a little pickup with buyer activity end of August, middle, end of August. And that happened this year and it was noticeable. And it is still happening. It's so for sellers, if they want to sell this year, they've still got time. Once we head into the holidays in a normal market, it slows down. Last year, it didn't.
That was Sold Out, real estate agent Marty Pepper. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.